everyday people. 29-year-old Ashley Brooks is passionate about setting an example for other young people with sight loss who are looking for ways to make their way in the world. Growing up in regional New South Wales, Ashley and her sister were born with a congenital vision impairment called Leber's congenital amaurosis. Relying on a white cane to negotiate her way through each day has not slowed Ashley down. She has successfully completed a Bachelor of Social Work, and when she's not working full-time, she's indulging her love of overseas travel.
It isn't going to be easy, and there are going to be days when you hate it, but you need to push these boundaries. As a cane user with vision impairment, finding employment hasn't been easy. I've faced a lot of discrimination in the past, and one of the main issues has been that I don't have a driver's license. Another big concern is around occupational health and mobility, as people think it's too risky to employ someone who's vision impaired. They're worried that if a client gets agitated, I won't be able to help them, or that I might bump into a door or won't be able to get out if there's a fire. It's just a mindset many people have. They're not willing to think of other ways to get around it. It's so important to educate employers to focus on the capabilities of a person with sight loss, as well as their requirements, and the incredible damage discrimination can do. It's about creating a positive mindset among employers and encouraging them to think outside the square.
Ashley loves travelling and exploring new countries, often being amused by the reaction of some locals to her sight loss, and has never let their opinion stop her. During a recent trip to China, she and her friends went to a nightclub where they were told it was too dangerous for Ashley to be dancing. In typical fashion, Ashley had a great time proving them wrong, and is already planning a return trip to the rural areas of the country. On another occasion, it was here in New South Wales when a kindly local came to her aid.
I was out walking and one of the streets I was crossing was poorly aligned. I lost my way, ending up in the middle of the busy Pacific Highway with cars flying past me. Thankfully, a woman grabbed my arm and led me back to safety of the footpath before continuing on her way. Young people who are just starting on their journey need to know that they really will get there. They just have to keep trying and not give up. People who are vision impaired aren't inspirational or amazing or special or anything like that. We are everyday normal people who just happen to use a cane.